Good morning, Terry.
We see Craigslist moving into smaller communities throughout America, and it may have not hit the Avocas and the Boscobels in Wisconsin yet, but Craigslist has reached Superior and La Crosse and Wausau. How has the newspaper industry in those towns been able to respond to this new challenge?
Well, the newspaper industry has been looking at the internet as an entirely new printing press, if you will, Terry. And certainly Craigslist got the attention of the newspaper industry, just like the color weather map on USA Today did a couple decades ago. So it frankly caught us off guard. But newspapers are looking for ways to maximize their own websites and link their printed classified advertisements with their online classified advertisements. So the landscape is still pretty rapidly changing.
My understanding that Craigslist is free to use?
An advertiser can place an advertisement for free on Craigslist. In Wisconsin, to the best of my knowledge, there isn't any newspaper that has created a replica of Craigslist. But instead, what those newspapers in our state are doing are looking to leverage the advantage of ink on newspaper advertisements with their ability to project online advertisements. So, in essence, reaching two different types of readers or a reader who uses both platforms.
The question I had, I guess, is how do you compete for users when Craigslist is offering them for free, and newspapers charge for classifieds? How do you convince that person who wants to post an ad that the newspaper would be a good choice on the newspaper's website?
We know that newspaper classifieds sell, and people will go to a product that works for them. A newspaper is unique in that it serves a particular community, a particular geography here in Wisconsin. In some cases, there may be a rare or a special item that might be in the state of Oregon or might be in the state of Virginia, and there you need to throw out a wide net. In that case, Craigslist may be just particularly very useful, or an eBay, something of that nature. But when we're looking at Rhinelander or La Crosse, chances are that combination of a classified ad in ink on newsprint working with the same classified ad that's online from a newspaper website is going to prove to be the best value for someone who wants to sell a particular product or obtain a job or what have you.
Peter Fox, I want to thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Terry.